Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews. We're like a book club. People hate reading. This week, we're doing Grab Bag. So I picked the movie Altriste, made in 2006. We're also doing Season 1, Episode 1 of The Librarian. This week, we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston. So here's a description of Altriste, and I have no idea if I'm saying this right. No. Viggo Mortensen plays the Spanish soldier turned mercenary, Captain Altriste, a heroic figure from the country's 17th century imperial wars. I'm going to give this a 4 to 5. This is a long movie at 2 hours and 25 minutes. Somehow Viggo Mortensen loves the long movies.
And he kept his pants on.
Oh, thank God. The movie was extremely predictable. It was a very kind of classic literature-ish movie. It's just amazing. The costumes are amazing. I really like the dialogue, the sets.
Yeah, I thought they put a lot of money into this and did a great job with it. Because, I mean, the colors, the sets, the period clothing, everything was really well done, and it was actually done in very good quality. I don't know what they filmed it in, but I thought the quality of the film was really well done for something not being, you know, blockbuster right out of the gate, you know. So I was...
Jesus, I'm sorry, continue.
Okay, I kind of agree with John. I enjoyed it. It was a long movie. There were some boring parts where it dragged a little bit, but all in all, I think it's a decent 4.
Ryan, batter's up.
Wow. I'm gonna have to pop all kinds of balloons here. If Viggo Mortensen had taken his pants off, I might have gone to a 3.
Not if you saw Eastern Roses.
The budget they were working with for European standards, especially Spanish standards, was a king's fucking ransom. It was like 24 million euros.
Yeah.
That would basically buy the catering for an American flick.
Is that how much they
which
put this
was,
in?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, the director basically said as much, you know what I mean, that he got an incredible amount of money for a European movie. So, hey, fair enough. You have the luxury of filming Spanish sets where all of your local buildings are like 700 years old. So, you know, good on you. Yeah, they really nailed the kind of film style and the cinematography and the costumes and things. But then they went a little too far with the little things like the CGI blood and stuff like that. And then some of it really just started to harken back to your average kind of low budget sort of European movie. Like they blew their wad on the costumes. My main problem with this flick, 2.5, by the way, the pacing was the wonkiest thing I've seen in kind of a while.
No, I actually
for a long movie. I'm sorry, wait, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say that's the one thing I really agree with you. This movie, the opening was amazing, then it slowed down, then sped up,
yeah,
slowed
and
down.
To
and
me,
like,
it. And that's the problem, and that's why I disagree with you, Charney, is I don't agree that it had some kind of a classic literary feel. I think it had a really clunky kind of... Now, see, here's where I kind of have this gray area, though, because the guy who wrote the books, because there is actually books that this is based off of, but they're pretty recent. The guy who wrote them, you know, wrote them because he was sort of unimpressed with his daughter's history lesson on you know, essentially the heyday of the Spanish Empire. If people remember from their history class, at a certain point, the Spanish were the fucking, you know, big kids on the playground. But
I will ask you a question. Have you seen, like, the Three Musketeers, not any of the newer, the latest renditions of, like, the old classic black and whites?
Oh, sure, of course.
Like,
yeah,
those...
And now that's good pacing. Fucking Alexander Dumas nailing shit.
Well, the pacing of this movie, I think this movie and those movies are similar, minus the fact that those movies
disagree.
Those movies, you know, the older black and white ones are at least 60 minutes shorter than this one is.
Now, that's almost the thing, too, is, you know, when you have a movie that's basically billing itself as the Spanish Musketeer, you know, I'm expecting a little more going on, or a little less filler And again, just the pacing, it did have some good moments, but then even some of the action-y moments were a little bit, like I said, low budgety mixed in with this high budget costume design and other things.
Personally,
but, yeah, just dragged.
Personally, I think that the one thing this movie had running against it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. I think if you made this a 2 hour movie, 25. Or even like a 90 minute movie, I think you'd be able to cut out some of the slower parts. Cause you know, granted, you know, being an American, I'm expecting a little bit more sword fighting, less intrigue and backstabbing, which by the way was, I guess the movie from 30 minutes in or less and what was going to happen. But I still liked the movie. I just think it was too long. I think the bad part, like I said, it was just too fucking long. I think you could have made a better movie if you cut.
Well,
part
look,
of the
it's and it's not just long. It's not really just like, hey, let's trim a lot of this. It's really what you would trim.
Oh no, you know, I agree.
For a more cohesive story, you know, like the problem is the idea of narrative is you're trying to sum up an event. When the telling of the story feels like it took longer than the fucking event, then I lose patience.
I think that one chick, I don't remember her name, that the young chick who kind of betrayed Viggo Mortensen's character's charge, that whole story plot was, it was thin. That was the part that...
Yeah, it was unnecessary entirely.
Yeah, I was like, there are other ways that you could have shown betrayal. No, I don't actually know the actual history of any of this, but you could have easily done that in another way that would have made it richer storytelling versus something that looked like it was copy and pasted onto the movie.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is there's nothing that's really, like, historically accurate. It's a fictional character. It just kind of takes place during, you know... like I said, when the Spanish were just ruling shit, I mean, they had an incredible amount of land, you know, when they were funding all of the America's expeditions and, you know, what Cortez was able to do, you know, a long time before this.
James?
Are you guys done bitching about the story?
Go, come on.
I'm just asking a question. I mean, are you guys all done?
Bitching? Maybe, possibly. It is kind of the shtick of the show, so I'm like, what's
your
asking?
I was just going to say, you know, I mean, I kind of got where they were going with the political intrigue, which is where the story really bogged down. They could have cut out at over half of it, which would have saved the movie at least an hour.
Which, hold on. I will add that if any of you guys have actually read the book, Three Musketeers, that's that the intrigue and all the political stuff is still in it. It's just generally not within probably the last 50 years worth of movies.
Yeah, but, you know,
but also, they didn't gloss over shit like the entire Spanish Inquisition.
Well, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Now, the whole thing, yeah, they did kind of gloss over that, but I did like that one where they come into the bar, and it's one of his men from that served with him, and he's like, you're under arrest by the Spanish Inquisitor's office, and he just pulls straight out his dagger and slices his own throat right then and there. I thought that was really well played. I mean, that's a sucky way to go, but a lot better than what they would have done him in the, during the trials.
For sure.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought that one was really well done. But
less
like
blood,
Ryan
though,
said,
than there is in real life.
They really just glossed over that. I mean, they only had two parts that even hinted that that's what was going on.
I thought that could have been a richer part of the movie, because when you had the initial part when he fought the British royalty, it was like, okay, you're going to have the Spanish Inquisitors in there. It's going to be rich. And no, it was just something to set the scene.
And you could have, see, that's the problem is they used all this like historical context to set the scene for the story. Whereas I'd almost be more interested in the historical context, because it's not something I know a shit ton about, you know? So I would love to learn about, you know, or at least, you know, see a dramatic interpretation of the historical events, you know? And I liked a lot of the moments, but they were so few and far between that it wasn't enough to hang on to, you know?
Yeah, so that did bother me along with it. I think the thing where he kept on going in and speaking with the king's representative and that stuff, I thought that was a little bit too much, because they kept on doing it over and over again in the same room.
The weirdest
that was a little weird.
The weirdest part is so that's the guy he saved in the beginning of the movie, but then it just glosses like everything over. You're like, boom, you're automatically expecting them to be friends because the guy did his job saving a nobleman, which was his job, by the way, to keep this one dude alive. So it's like, okay, what's the context behind their relationship besides this guy, the royalty dude, is indebted to him? Or, that's another thing in the story I think they could have added to.
Yeah, I mean, they really didn't do very much with it. The other one that I actually enjoyed was, I forget which country they were fighting, but when they were in the trench and they were all sitting there in the rain and everything. And I thought that was a pretty fun thing where they had the one guy sniping and then the other guy's jumping up and getting him to come out of cover.
Had the Dutch guy go, blah!
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good scene. And then the fact that, the commander comes in, these are your orders and that type of thing. I kind of got that whole scene. I enjoyed that one, but there wasn't much of that. Like, there was like 10 minutes of that. And then they get bogged down, and then another 10 or 15 minutes of something interesting, and then they get bogged down. And it was all in the love relationship bullshit.
Yeah.
That was what was bothering me. That's when I said, there were parts that it got bogged down.
I thought Viggo Mortensen's character with that one woman, it's like, okay, I understand the thing there. I mean, that I get. I don't understand his charge in the relationship with that royal woman.
Yeah.
It was something. They explained it, but it was just like, this was so thin. That plot wise, you could have spent
it was also who kind of gives a shit also.
Yeah, because I thought there's other areas where you could spend, if emotions were, money, you could spend that money other parts in the movie and just make it richer and deeper. But they just do
and
it.
Well,
in
the kid. What was it? Inigo or something like that.
Indigo?
Yeah, Indigo. None of that paid off, what I mean? Like, it was just this sort of nothing kind of half a story. Like, hey, by the way, he got laid once.
Yeah. And at the end of the movie, you have Viggo Mortensen tell him to go in the back. It's like, I'm not invested in that character. I don't care. And I think, I don't know if it's a difference between European storytelling and American storytelling, but there was no emotional investment in that character whatsoever. And his father, by the way, I thought they started out really good, showed Viggo really cared for this guy, and they blew that whole setup for the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they dropped.
So yeah, that knocked you guys off your fucking fours yet?
Maybe.
No, I'm going with a five.
This is
a perfect movie now.
I'm still gonna go.
There is no bloody way that I can recommend this movie to somebody.
And I'm still gonna give it a 3 to 5. It's a movie I've been wanting to watch for quite a while, and I purposely hadn't watched it for the show. I still like it. It's definitely not a movie that I'm gonna watch every year. Maybe every 10, 20.
Shit, I don't even know about that.
And
I mean, if anything, it's given me this newfound interest in wanting to learn more about the Spanish Empire,
And I originally started, I found this because I'm a big fan of Viggo Mortensen. I love the fact that he's not very versatile. Most of his roles are pretty much the same character lately. But I still like
him. He's a great fucking actor, and really he was the strongest part of this movie. He was its saving grace, I guess, if anything.
His characters don't, you talk about Hidalgo, Altreste, Aragorn, they're all very similar themes on the same basic character.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, he's definitely got a lot of swords. But, with more or less emotional differences,
No, true. So I give this a 3 to 5, James.
Like I gotta say, the production of it is really well done as far as it's that area goes.
Beautiful movie.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But
for 24 million euros,
come on. I didn't know the budget they were working with, but I figured it was more than what most European films get, but that's way overboard. With that much money, knowing how much they did that with, I think it was just pretty much, let's just use every single penny. is what went on, and that's why the movie ended up being 2 hours and 25 minutes, not the 2 hour and 45 that Kevin Costner would have done.
It feels so, like 20 minutes longer.
I gotta go down with like a 2.5. I gotta join Ryan on that one, because he had all this money. Trim the crap out of it. I mean, you could pay an editor to get rid of half that film.
So, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the 2.5, and really props to the guy for reaching for something like this. I mean, it's not something you typically see come out of countries like Spain. Yeah. You know, these big budget things, but I don't know. I'd like to see a little more. You know, I don't know. Just I guess a better movie come out of that same time period. Like, it's kind of wet my whistle a little bit, but didn't really. You know, satiate it all.
You didn't get the happy ending that you were expecting.
Yeah,
kept his for pants sure, on. You know. Yeah, bastard.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. You can, do you have any movies you want us to do or any news? Let us know. You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. So we're going to switch to Season 1, Episode 1, A Librarian. And James, you're up.
Oh, man. Brian, did you watch this?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Well, that's a big old no. I'm assuming John did.
I was really busy.
Okay. So
sorry.
Basically, what I'm going to say about this.
So
thing,
are we going to like it? I mean, should I watch it?
No, I'm going to get to it. This is like Doctor Who meets Warehouse 13, but not that good.
By the way, I actually read.
Okay. So because it's crap. Stay away from it unless you like campy bullcrap with horrible comedy. Trying to make everything seem cool when it's full of shit.
So
stay away.
I do have a reason I didn't watch it, because my life got insanely busy. So I read a lot into it. Like over a course of like the last week, I've been reading as much as I could about the first episode. And just by the description, it sounds weak. Like their whole library was in a different dimension.
Yeah. Well, all the libraries are in a different dimension.
Can't they just have a big warehouse?
And then they have ninjas that are out there trying to steal all the artifacts because they're magic that's in the ley lines all over the earth, and they went into the artifacts that are there.
Really? That they go into those was it the Inca lines or whatever?
That's what I'm talking about, the ley lines. Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, that's the exact same thing. I mean, dude, no, don't. Just don't. Really don't. So I'm going to try to go with something better than that this time, and I'm going to go with American Gods, Season 1, Episode 1. This one came out last 2 weeks ago, and it's got one of Ryan's man crushes in it. I'm trying to pull up his name. Ian McShane.
Ooh. So I love me some Ian McShane.
Yeah, so he's one of the big guys in there, so.
Swearjin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Ryan needs to clean off that mic now. We're going to go, because the next week's a theater pick, we're going to do Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is in theaters last Friday, if I remember correctly. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave El Triste, which I don't think I'm saying it right, gave it a 3 out of 5. James and Ryan both gave it a 2.5 out of 5. Next week is Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And as always, thank you for watching. Goodbye. We'll be right back.